If you're using willpower right now to get what you want, to achieve your dreams, your goals, I can tell you right now you're failing. That's a pretty strong statement there, Scott. Yeah, it is. But I also know just because of the experiences built up over 20 years and also my knowledge that I've developed over with hypnosis and knowing, understanding the unconscious mind and what influences us. Your conscious mind, very powerful. That's what I'm talking to you right now, and I'm talking to your unconscious. And our conscious mind can overpower anything. I went skydiving one time, and my unconscious brain was sitting there, do not jump out of this plane, but I could consciously go ahead and overrule it. I could use willpower, and I could throw myself out of a perfectly good airplane. And I'm glad I did, because I learned a lot about myself and about emotions and challenged myself and experienced an incredible feeling. But here's the challenge. If I tried to do that over and over again, eventually my willpower would give out. Because between the two, guess which is more powerful? Your unconscious. Your unconscious mind is the one that keeps your heart beating. It's the one that's in charge of your emotions. It's the one that does everything for you. It's the one that runs your habits and your habitual emotions. Habitual emotions, habitual focus, habitual actions. So if willpower doesn't work, Scott, what will? And what will work is desire, hunger. See, desire and hunger don't go away. You don't have to force it. It's something you just kind of go along with. It's like when you have that desire for something, you want more of it and you get more of it. There's no forcing. There's no overcoming yourself. That's the other part about willpower. It's the idea that you're overcoming yourself. You can't overcome yourself, at least not for long term, that's for sure. So it's the idea that you're totally, from internally, externally, from your unconscious to your conscious, you're totally aligned when you're going with your desires. This is what you really want at all levels, that's power. That's drive. That's not something you have to manufacture, and that's something that won't weaken over time. And actually, it'll grow more and more, and it will build and build and build. Whereas willpower actually drains you, because they've done studies with this where they use people who will use more and more willpower, but they found that willpower is like a muscle. It will actually weaken. Desire, on the other hand, will build and get stronger and stronger. So if you're using willpower, give up on willpower. And start using desire and cultivate your vision, cultivate your desires, be around people with those desires, connect to your desires, imagine getting more of it, imagine living this way all the time. And you'll find that success becomes a lot easier than you ever dreamed of.